Welcome to The Film Reel, the podcast that reviews two new movies that are currently in theaters. I'm Jim.
I'm Vic.
And today we're going to be looking at Shutter Island and The Book of Eli. So let's get started.
Give you a briefing about the institution.
All I know is it's a mental hospital.
For the criminally insane.
Shutter Island is the latest Martin Scorsese picture set in the early 1950s at a mental institution for the criminally insane. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays a federal marshal who's currently investigating the institution. What'd you think, Vic?
I liked it a lot. It was set in the 1950s, which is really cool. We got to see a lot of old-style outfits and old cars, and it was also really cool because you saw the attitudes from the past, you know, of what the institutions were like at that time with the, you know, stereotypes and the fact that they were still doing lobotomies and things like that, which made it really creepy.
I enjoyed how accurate it was with the era and the time period and with the location, because the prison guards didn't care that they were highly decorated federal officers. They were completely disrespectful, regardless of the fact that they were there to complete an investigation.
Yeah, they took their guns and didn't let them go where they wanted to go. They really couldn't follow through on their investigation at all, and it really leaves you kind of hanging, wondering what the hell is going on.
Everything from the cinematography, the shots, the music, the lighting, everything was perfect. It was a classic Martin Scorsese triumph. My only problem was with the ending, as it was a little bit cliche.
It was very predictable. A lot of people that haven't seen it yet that I've talked to think that they already know the ending, and I'm sorry, but they do, without even seeing it. But I think that people should see it anyways, because it's really good. It's suspenseful and interesting, and the screenshots, I mean, everything is really well done. It's beautiful and kind of scary at the same time, and gets you thinking.
I think I'm going to give Shutter Island a 3.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3, yeah.
Next on the docket, The Book of Eli, starring Denzel Washington.
They say the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived.
The great thing about this episode is that we are reviewing two movies that are on two completely different levels of the spectrum. Shutter Island, you've got the 1950s, you know, post-World War II, whereas this is a futuristic, post-apocalyptic, global war, world war, we don't even know which number it was, and it's, you know, everyone's fending for themselves and kill or be killed.
Really scary to think about, and they don't really tell you at all any details of what happened exactly, so you kind of don't know if it's kind of religious or not. They never really specify what book Eli is carrying until the very end, but without it being said, you already know that it's the Bible, which is, you know, it might push people away from wanting to see it because it's got religious influences. But it was really crazy with some of the special effects.
The choreography was fantastic with all the fight scenes and the physical toll that it must have taken on Denzel's body. I mean, he's 50 years old, 50 plus, and he's doing a role that's quite physically demanding, which puts him, you know, up a couple notches in my book. Definitely huge respect for that.
Oh, yeah. He was kicking ass out there.
I'm going to give The Book of Eli a 4. Just because it's a solid flick, for sure.
Yeah, 4.5 for me, actually. I really, really liked it. And the ending is very satisfying.
This has been The Film Reel with Jim and Vic. We'll see you next time.